If you lived anywhere in Virginia a few decades ago, chances are good you've seen a rusty-patched bumblebee go buzzing by. Good luck finding one today, though. Once abundant in the eastern U.S., the bee began disappearing in the 90s. Scientists don't really know why. What they do know is that it's almost extinct, and in 2017, the rusty-patched bumblebee went on the endangered species list. There's still one spot east of the Appalachians, however, where a few of these bees are consistently found. Highland and Bath counties, right along the proposed route of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
The Endangered Species Act says that a federal agency cannot jeopardize the continued existence of an endangered or threatened species.
Patrick Hunter is an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center and part of the legal team arguing a case against a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service permit granted to the pipeline developers. One part of their argument is that the pipeline will have, quote, severe impacts on this globally significant population.
If that's the case, then FERC cannot issue a permit for this project as it is designed, because FERC cannot issue a permit that is going to jeopardize a species.
FERC is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which has ultimate authority over the pipeline. Oral arguments in the case involving the rusty-patched bumblebee will be heard on May 5th before the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond. It's just one of the many federal suits brought by environmental groups challenging the Atlantic Coast Pipeline's proposed route, and sometimes its entire premise. Lewis Freeman is the executive director of the Allegheny Blue Ridge Alliance, a coalition of more than 50 groups that oppose the pipeline.
We believe that it is an unneeded project, and one that, even if needed, should not be built where the company who are sponsoring it wish to build it, through the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia.
Every foot of this project has undergone rigorous examination.
The pipeline's developers and its opponents have completely opposite views on its environmental impact. Carl Nedanine is a spokesman for Dominion Energy, the lead partner of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
Been the most thoroughly reviewed infrastructure project in the history of our region. There's no other project that has been developed with greater attention to protecting the environment.
Dominion says, well, we're going to build the most environmentally responsible pipeline possible. We don't believe they can, and we believe that the route that they have chosen is disastrous in that respect.
And so the two sides have wound up in court a lot. If you're keeping score, there have been 9 environmental suits against the pipeline so far in federal courts. All of them challenge permits from state or federal regulators. 3 cases are active, including the endangered species one against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Then, there's a challenge of a state-issued permit to build a gas compressor station in Buckingham County, and another case, now in briefing, to invalidate the FERC certificate authorizing all 600 miles of the pipeline through 3 states. In December, courts threw out a different permit from the U.S. Forest Service, though that case may not be over.
We are appealing that decision to the United States Supreme Court.
That'll happen sometime in May, Nedanine says. Finally, environmental groups have gotten courts to invalidate 2 National Park Service permits, a previous U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service permit, and one from the Army Corps of Engineers. They've also lost once, when a federal court upheld yet another pipeline permit issued by Virginia's State Water Control Board. Without any single one of these permits, construction can't move forward. And at current count, the pipeline lacks key permits from at least 4 federal agencies. Here's Hunter again.
As of right now, they do not have a viable route.
Last year, before some of these rulings, about 35 miles of the pipeline were completed. Since December, however, work has been on hold.
It's unfortunate that these delays are avoidable and bring no net protection to the environment beyond what we've already provided. They're just raising the cost of the project and delaying the supply of much-needed energy to the customers.
When first proposed 5 years ago, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline was supposed to cost $4.5 to $5 billion and be finished last year. Now Dominion says it will cost up to $7.5 billion and be in service by early 2021. Though encouraged by the mostly favorable court rulings so far, Freeman isn't ready to declare victory.
I've been involved in public policy work since I was in my early 20s. I make the analogy often that it's like a baseball game. You know, a team can score 4 or 5 runs in the first inning, but the game isn't over until it's over, and that's how I feel about this project.
For Dominion, which is also now lobbying Congress for legislative solutions to the pipeline's legal problems, it's all simply a matter of time.
We have a great deal of confidence that we'll complete the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. We have the resources, we have the determination, and we have the need. We'll get it built.
Pipeline opponents aren't so sure. And here, at least, is a pretty safe bet. These folks are going to keep seeing a lot of each other in court. For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.